Righto, trendsetters, rug up with us this winter. Next merch drop coming in hot.
14th of May, Tuesday, 6 p.m. at alphablokes.com.au. We've got our two hoodie designs. These designs won't be coming back. We've got a light colour. We've got a dark colour. These things are unreal. We can't wait for you to start wearing them around the flats and rugging up next to the fire. 6 p.m. Tuesday, 14th of May. Don't miss out. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. Come in, roll up. Welcome to the Alpha Blokes podcast, or should we say fucking circus. It has been an absolute mission, but we're here. We may be late today to give the everyday battler a voice, delete head noise one laugh at a time, hopefully delete some of our own, Cam.
I hope so, mate, because it's been a fucking whirlwind.
Has it been a week? It's been a week, eh?
It's been.
Since sort of last Wednesday or Tuesday night last week, it is.
I'm easily into a month.
Yeah. Couple of weeks
of it and still not even fucking halfway there.
Yeah. You're just holding on, eh?
Yeah.
Holding on. Roll with the punches.
Three flights, 15 hours of driving, let alone delays.
Yeah. Which we'll get to. But before that, if you're going to have a beer, have a better beer. We're quite early in here today, so we're on the Red Bulls. But, yeah, if you're going to have a beer, make sure it's a better beer. Jogging a can, winning a tin, the athlete's choice, the good cunt's choice. And don't forget, guys, it is your last day to get yourself an Alpha Blokes boxing shirt. The pre-sale runs until Wednesday morning, and then after that we can't guarantee what we were going to have left size-wise and stuff like that, hence the pre-sale. So get around it. I'm loving these shirts.
Oh, they're good.
I'm fucking ready to get this fight night done as well. But like we said, the pay-per-view's happening, so you'll be able to sit there with all the boys and girls, watch it. If you're coming to the event, whatever you're doing, we'd appreciate the support. Keen as to get into it. But like we said, mate, what a fucking roller coaster. Even the last week has been. Just getting absolutely pounded by life. And getting shat on from all angles. I don't know who we've pissed off, but it's got to start easing up soon. So come for a lap through some of the carry-ons with us that we have had over the last week.
Definitely no need to hear from anyone else this week.
No, fucking no way. That's like even the news headlines, man. I was like, don't need any. Don't need any. I think I've got one actually, just a quick one. But, mate, I reckon we should run them through. Like, you can't go through the whole last month or whatever.
Nah.
But just starting, just the day we had on Wednesday last week.
Yeah.
Just fucking, it was just literally one of those days, and I want to play you a snippet that sums it up, then we'll talk you through it. Shout out to Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I've had an absolute cunt of a day. Everything that could go did go wrong. So if I'm allowed to use the word cunt in a song, about an absolute cunt of a day.
Thanks, Kev. That sums it up pretty well, brother.
On you, Kevy.
It pretty much started the day before, mate, on Tuesday night when got done, figured out that I've been done being mischievous on the way home from Dad kissing country on the blower. I was either holding my phone or something like that. Got done with one of those sneaky cameras. Bang. That was the first little thing in that scenario that went, oh, great. Fucking hell. Bit of mischief. you know, got the fine come through. So already off to a flyer before any of us even set foot in the joint. Rolled in ready for a big day swinging off the mics, brother, eh? We had our talk back trendsetter episode and then back-to-back episodes with the boxing lads. So Vegas and Benny Hussein, you've already heard Benny's episode or it's already out.
Yeah.
But had the two boys lined up back-to-back in the studio. Aircon, gone. Gone.
Gone.
Like, you've heard us whinge about shit aircon before, you know, and it's a little bit hot, but we're talking not one
breath of wind.
Nah, not one bit of air. And, like, the place is set up for aircon, so, like, there's no fans, there's no other way to circulate it, and it sure was rough going, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Especially, like, you want to be a good host to your guests as well. You want to say, come in, lads, you know, chill out there. It's like, oh, lucky one was in fight camp because we hit him in a sauna.
Yeah. Peeling ourselves off the couch.
Yeah. Fucking oath, man. But, yeah, so fully shit the bed. It was as hot as a portaloo in the desert at midday. And we got fucking old mate to come have a look later that day, Quino. And he just gave us the news, didn't he?
Yeah. Dreadful.
She's gone.
Zero.
She's
nothing. Done, Russ. Done.
Gone. Dead. So lucky there's an old splitty in one of the back rooms here that we've got running and all the doors open. So there's like a fart of air that you get hit with every now and again at the moment. But it's still not ideal. But yeah, guys, the funniest thing was with it, we did our episode and we're sort of all spaced around going, how fucked is this? And Cam, like anyone would do, opened one of the windows in the fucking in the office. So, and it actually started letting a nice fucking breath of wind in, didn't it, bro?
Yeah, it was nice. So they opened me lunch.
It was nice. And then the only problem is we got these like roof tiles here. I think that's the only way you call them. And they're made of foam, like insulation sort of thing that hide all the ugly stuff in the roof.
They're shit.
They're shit. And really lightweight. Now, when the window was open, it sort of drafted up through them and they started lifting and moving around up above our fucking heads and shit. So we ended up closing it, but there was one out of place right at the corner near the window behind the TV. So Cam was like, all right, fucking go and fix that. We're sort of looking over at him and he's standing on a box. And I think Cass actually said, hey, Cam. Hey, Cam, I don't think you should do that. You should get a taller person. And what happened, mate?
I grabbed onto the curtain rail there and it started to come out of the roof and I thought I better let go of that. And then I just went straight back over the 85-inch TV and landed on the ground. And I could just feel the fucking Commonwealth card tapping as I'm going down. Ding, there's $1,000, ding.
Mate, between me and me fine and you and the bull in the china shop, I reckon we've near done 10 grand for the company.
Yeah, I'll get into money soon, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I reckon I've probably done 6 grand of fuck-ups just on the weekend.
Oh, bro. It's like that. So you couldn't write a better script. It was like a TV scene. Like they set it's like they set everything up to break at the same time to make like a dramatic movie scene.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there and it was dead set slow-mo watching you go boom, and I'm like, oh, he's coming down. And then the TV, and then the TV's hit the wall, two holes, come down, hit the cabinet, hit the fucking leg of the light, which is folded under the TV. Then the TV smashed on the thing. Then you've barreled over upside down. And then it's like a split second of silence and just went, holy fuck. Everything is belted.
Bit on there.
Bit on, bud.
That's before we recorded the next two episodes.
Yeah, this is about, well, it would have only been half an hour before the boys got here because we were going, fuck, we need to get some airflow around this joint, you know, before the boys get here. And, we folded the TV up. She smashed and we're like, righto, sort of folded the light up a bit, put it back up. And then you and Quino have carried the TV around the corner, mate. And what happened then?
Oh, I just had the shits and put my knee through the cunt. told Quinn if it wasn't fucked, it's fucked now.
That was pretty much, that was like a...
I still got my little fangs from it.
That was like O'Malley's knee on Cheeto.
It was.
And your knee was pissing out blood. So you've even done your mischief worse.
Yeah, sitting there for another 15 minutes trying to get my knee to stop bleeding.
You didn't even hurt yourself in the fall. You hurt yourself fucking flying kneeing.
Being a hero.
We didn't have a chance to like take a breath because it was straight into Blue Bet and then fucking just the boys rocked up. We're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, Cam had a tissue on his knee while we're doing our bet of the week, which we'll get to later. And then the boys rolled in and we're like, hey, fucking welcome to the studio. Don't mind that smashed 85-inch TV. Come around the side. But like we do, mate, we just fucking had to keep rolling forward, didn't we?
Yeah.
The boys got the episodes done in the sauna. No whinging out of them either. Not one fucking thing. They just sat there, did their thing. Great couple of lads. Heard from Benny already, like we said, and Vegas will be out in a couple of weeks. But yeah, man, it was just...
We still managed to spar.
Yeah.
Go in, watch the fight card at Queens Hotel.
That's right. But that wasn't even the last of the drama for the day. On the way out to training, I get a call from Beck. I just got a call from the daycare. Evie has a 5-centimetre laceration on her head.
Yeah.
And I went, 5-centimetre laceration? The word laceration makes me feel like it's an inch wide.
Yeah.
Cut? Like, laceration just sounds so serious.
Laceration means medical attention immediately in my head.
And I'm going, 5 centimetres, bro. That is a big split on a little kid. And I'm like, I'm fucking not sparring today. You might be sparring someone out of the daycare, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And then... Anyway, the drama's unfolded. I've pulled up. And I was like, well, what are they saying? Like, because they were sort of saying, yeah, she's all good. Like, she's chilling out now. I'm like, oh, well, that's fine. But how's this 5-centimetre laceration going? Turns out it was 5 mil, which is a big difference. 5 mil and 5 centimetres. So Evil was all good and she is all good. But that just added to the whole situation. But, went out there and did some sparring with Benny, who took it on about 3% on all of us, I think.
Yeah, and stayed in for every round.
He literally stayed in for 12 rounds, and we all rotated two at a time, and just kept rotating around, and he was just jumping around like a jackrabbit in round 12, and we're all fucked. Just goes to show you,
it's amazing to see the skill and just the absolute fitness, cardio behind it all.
Yeah, that's right. And just how he moves and stuff. It just happens to be in front of you the whole time without doing anything really, just cutting you off.
Yeah, gassing you just from cutting you off, how important that is in the ring.
No, it's just cool getting to see those sort of things, eh? Like leading up to having a bit of a crack ourselves and, like, you try and learn different things, but the reality is for us, bud, I think we're going to be getting in there and everything's going to go out the window and she's just going to be biting on swinging.
Yeah.
You know, might have to dodge a bloke 50 kilos heavier than me for the first 30 seconds, but other than that.
She'll be right after that, mate.
She'll be right after that, brother. But, yeah, guys, it was just one of those fucking days, which I'm sure that everyone listening can relate to, you know?
Yeah.
But the freshest shit that we should address that we've been flung on Virgin.
I don't know, Virgin, probably fuck you to them and probably fuck you to Flight Centre too. Because obviously when you book through Flight Centre, they can't do anything to help you because you haven't booked through Virgin themselves. You think they would, but they don't want to know you.
So pretty much we had a flight booked. We were both meant to fly home on the Virgin flight to get back to Gladstone Monday. We probably would have got back here about 11.
Yeah, that was
11 Monday. Come back, record, have the episode out in the morning. Boom, happy days. Actually, hours and hours up our sleeve in case there was a fuck up. So it's not like we were, you know, fucking around. We even put for delays and everything. Get a text from Virgin whilst we're at the festival as well. So we didn't get anything until I think Cass's message come through saying that, oh, your flight's been cancelled, but it's all sweet. We've got you on another one Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Not the day after, the day after that. It's like, sorry, champ, that's 2 days after we need to be home.
So I don't even know if Flight Centre or Virgin are to blame because there was no Qantas flights either to Gladstone on Monday, yesterday.
I don't know, man.
So I don't know, like something's gone wrong and everyone was saying, oh, it's that cyclone. I said, where the fuck's the cyclone? There's still flights going to Cairns and Townsville
from Sydney.
It was still as a fucking shit card. Yeah, it was nothing. It was fuck all. Wasn't a breath of wind.
No.
Where we were. It was, yeah, it was weird, mate. I just don't see how they can cancel all that and say, oh, 2 days' time, and go, well, we had to get hire cars, get ourselves back and all this shit, let alone refunding your flight. Like, do they just go, oh, nah, sorry, bruh?
We don't get any refunds, Cass and Ice, no.
Yeah, so it's like, how the fuck does that work, man? What an absolute carry-on. They should...
apparently it's because ours, to give some clarification, because it was a connecting flight, you've put in, you're going Gladstone, Sydney. So they just do the connecting flight, Gladstone, Brisbane, Brisbane, Sydney.
Mm.
And then we've done the same thing for going home, Sydney, Brisbane, Gladstone. So because we missed that one yesterday morning by 5 fucking minutes, still had half an hour up our sleeve, but apparently, no, you need the full 40 minutes before the flight. And the lovely transfer shuttle bus from the car hire place was taking his sweet ass time. I'd love to have a chat to him now. And that still didn't even work out because the flight that we were meant to be on after the one that got cancelled had engineering dramas and we had to swap planes. And it was another 2 hours after that.
Fucking hell, bud.
So, yeah, it was your run home.
Mate, they should change their name because they're definitely not virgins.
Nah, you'll come out fucked.
Mate, they gave us a good old-fashioned seeing-to. Yeah. Had us all bent over, getting fucking... That's not a virgin, mate. They should have to change it. You can't fuck 4 people in the same day and call yourself a virgin.
I wonder how many other people got fucked around by Harley.
Oh, the whole flight? Like whoever else was coming home.
Unless there wasn't... You reckon there wasn't enough people so they just canned it for them?
Mate, I highly doubt there was only us 4.
Yeah, that's
like how many other flights have you been on when there was only 4?
But even today, we could get back for their connecting flight at 5 o'clock this afternoon if we wanted to stay in Brisbane last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what's going on. Nah. There's not much support up here at Gladstone.
Look, I'll tell you what, man, where we were at and we got that text, I just saw it as a thing where I'm like, it said that we're not getting home till Wednesday. I could ring Virgin, I could ring Flight Center, I could blow up and whinge and scream for an hour, but I'm like, I just know what it's like. I'm getting nothing out of them. I just need to focus on getting the fuck home, and then later on I can sort out what's going on, you know? Because I was like, well, I'm not going to pull a plane out of my ass here.
I wish I was in that situation because they just cancelled both of ours because of the Gladstone connecting flight. So we're on the phone till midnight. Trying to fucking figure it out, and the call kept dropping out.
Trying to get back to at least Brisbane.
Yeah, because of that dumb connection.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
They just canned the whole lot on us.
Fuck, man. That is dramas, eh?
And then to miss the flight anyway.
Oh, fuck. I couldn't believe that when Beck said the next morning. I'm like, oh, no. Because, like, we were going to get the bus
together.
That
was our plan, yeah.
Yeah, we hired a minibus. You should have seen this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Mate, it was like a kind of a bit boxier. It looked like shit. Like, it was like the proper pacifier fucking.
Yeah.
It was funny as fuck, and it was only Beck and I and this big cunt because, like, it was meant to be the 4 of us tripping home together, and then we were going to roll in here and do the episode, but the world didn't want it to happen.
Nah, it didn't even want me to get out of Brisbane. There was fucking, once I finally got in yesterday at 3:30, we finally started heading home, got to just outside Brisbane. The army had some dramas or whatever, car crash, blocked up, started pissing down rain. Oh. And it got to like 4 o'clock and I just said to Cass, I'm ringing Dad because lucky he's got that unit in the Sunny Coast. We'll go pick the keys up from the real estate. Literally got there like 4:45. I threw my phone. I don't even know where it went. And I just slammed the door and went to bed.
Yeah.
And set the alarm for 3 o'clock this morning, and here I am.
Mate, it's all you can do sometimes. Like I said to Beck in the car yesterday, I'm like, I'd fucking much rather them stay there, have a fucking sleep, and drive home tomorrow than try and get home and crash and be all fucking agitated, you know?
Oh, that's right.
You just get to that point where you just got to go, no.
That's what I said to Cass. She was crook as anything.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I don't think we're achieving much by trying to battle this one because we've just been through at least 10 fuck-ups over the last 24 hours.
Mm.
But, yeah, I reckon we move on to the positives.
Yeah, I just got one more that iced it off for me. And then we'll get to the positives because there's some fucking great positives. But the icing on the cake for me, really driving it home for me personally, we're on the way home, and I can't even remember which shitter it was, but it was like a one of those servos that had fuck all people at it. I thought, you know what? This will be a nice shit. I'll go in here. There's fuck all cars around. No worries. Sweet as. Got out, walked around. Looked like it was well maintained too. I thought, this will be nice. Just sitting here for five. Nah, it's locked. And I went, is it? Is it locked? Someone in there? And do you know how, like, when you're about to knock on the door, so you just start, it starts happening? And I'm like, oh, ooh. So then I'm fucking tiptoeing around the front and I'm thinking, there's not even a car here. Who is this cunt? And I'm like, please just be a normal, healthy-looking dude. Out waddles this cunt who grunts every step. Like, and I went, oh. So I had to go in and literally smell the insides of this cunt.
Wow.
Who I reckon was knocking on death's door. Like, I reckon he'd have a guts like Tez.
Like an old chemo shit.
Yeah, tonight, tap it. Like fucking penny of pepper and salt in that bush. Seasoned my nose. So I went, yeah, bring it on, cunt. What else have I fucking got today? So everyone goes through those times, not just us. As hard as it is, keep trucking my fellas and girls. It turns around eventually. You don't get the good shit without the hard shit. As I've come to find out, like if something's running smooth as fuck and you think you're a legend, don't get too cocky. Don't get too cocky, bruh, because something will fucking chop you down pretty quick. But on the opposite side, if it keeps chopping you down, keep fucking going because it'll turn around. It's just the balance.
I'm about to sell one of my kidneys too. I don't think I told the trendsetters. Dog's been in the vet, fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that on top as well. Forgot. Yeah.
How is Mav?
Well, I meant to get him yesterday afternoon from the vet, but luckily the mother-in-law saved the day and went and got the dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. He's got to be fucking sitting around in the cool or whatever for a bit and the legs might come back or something, yeah.
Is he all good? Like, he, or is he still
I think
sort
he'll be still fucked for a bit, but yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. All I know is a fucking lot of money out of the bank gone.
We haven't really had much time to be here to actually fucking suss it out this whole time you've had going on. So, yeah, man. And you've jinxed yourself with the big brown snake, cunt.
Oh,
remember
what
you were saying the other day?
Yeah, cunt. Yeah, remember I was saying I was waiting for the bobcat and I was freaked out and jumped out.
And you're like, yeah, I've been good this fucking summer, then, man.
Yeah, been good. Yeah, it's like Cass was driving over to our old studio where we've got the office now.
Mm.
And lucky she did. She reckons this big brown has gone past her and gone straight into the shed.
Oh, yuck.
And it's gone straight into the side of the shed where I'm sort of trying to clean up and I've just got shit everywhere, camping gear and stuff like that.
Is that that old studio space?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, it's everything's just sort of on the ground and cardboard.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, trying to get this thing, I don't know how ever we'll put this into words, but anyway, getting this big thing out of there, yeah, it was about 5 foot two or something.
Oh.
And it was just angry, warm summer. It had plenty of go in it.
Oh, it would have.
Trying to get it out. But anyway, we got it out and it's
been relocated.
Yeah, been relocated. Shout out to that. But fuck.
How'd you go about finding it, bro? Because I know I'm not even a
There's I tell you what, I'm never gonna act like a tough cunt around oh man, I'm not even scared of snakes.
Nah, fuck.
In something that could kill you in under 2 minutes, this is how healthy this cunt was.
Mate, I'm not like I'm not worried about snakes.
I just
all,
know there's
but,
like plenty of people listening going, oh, I'm not even scared of snakes. Oh, I'm scared of snakes.
No, but I'm just saying I'm not, and finding it
is the freak
in there
out part.
Would be the fuck part because you're going, this cunt's just come flying in out of the sun,
yeah,
fully charged, coiled up under a box somewhere ready to just fucking drill you.
Yeah.
So what were you
like,
just like
I'm like flicking cardboard over, flicking camp bags, lifting surfboards up, like because everything's like literally in a pile in the middle to be sorted out.
And you got to find it too because you're like, I can't have the cunt.
And then, like, as I've found it, it's just launched straight at the shovel and just grabbed onto the shovel.
Oh!
It's like hanging onto the shovel. Yeah. Shovel was a relocator. It was only just to help it out. So, yeah, I've just flicked the bag up and it's just gone bang.
Oh.
Like, that's how fresh and ready to go it was.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, yeah. No, oh, unless your heart would have been pumping. Like plenty of adrenaline.
It was.
Well, that's all the shit, pretty much. Not all of it, but that's fucking wraps the most of it up.
I'll tell you what, the in-laws would have been laughing as I'm dragging it across to its relocation zone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they would have. They would have been. Got the snakes in-laws or yours?
I don't know how you don't know which way they're going to move to when you grab that tail of them.
No.
It's fucked.
Yeah. Like I said,
and
man.
I'm like, you just want it to come back at you. And I'm, you know how people are all good with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm all right with a carpet snake or whatever I can call it. And that, and then I've
when it
done
can kill
few,
you, though.
I've done a few tree snakes and shit, but like fucking, yeah, I've only picked up about 3 browns now, and they're just fucking scary.
Mm. Oh, like, man. That's right. Fuck that.
It's like, just a live danger noodle.
Proper danger. Yeah, a big nope rope.
Yeah. Pretty much just a live noose.
Yeah, fuck that, eh? No, well, I hope he's going well at his new area.
Yeah,
relocation
zone. I hope he doesn't come back.
Yeah, I don't think he will for some reason. moving on to some fucking good stuff, mate. How was your weekend? How was the wedding? How are the birds? The lovebirds, let's say.
The DKC, I want to say for a part, they put on the best weddings, I reckon. Even like Dylan, when he had his in Queensland, just growing up down in the DKC.
Yeah.
They just bring the energy, eh? It's so much fun to be at. Like, there's no real, like, it's formal, but when they do the walk-in song, normally it's just the bridal party sort of having a bit of a dance and everyone goes and sits down at Queensland weddings.
Yep.
Or the weddings I've been to anyway. But this one, you're trying to get them back to their seats. Everyone's just ready to tip them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're trying to go, righto, get off the dance floor now.
Yeah, get the fuck down
there. Yeah, now we'll do the speeches and sit down and have dinner.
Oh, that's good.
But, old Gussie, he fucking turns it on. He's good.
Oh, for sure, mate. He knows how to party, Gus.
Yeah, but no, shout out to Brit and Gus, the beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
Out of the winery at Mudgee. Plenty of trendsetters on the flats there.
Yeah,
so you get out to a few. We got a bus back. Cass had left early with Jenny. And we got a bus back into town and they saw everyone sort of went their separate ways. And I sort of thought the hotel I was staying at was like 400 metres one way. And I went into the Irish pub to wait for the taxi. The taxi never rocked up. And then a few trendsetters found me and I was typically overdressed like fuck, going, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, you would have been like full on dressed up for the wedding, in the middle of fucking day.
I had no wallet on me, 5% fucking battery.
Oh,
and I'm going,
daddy on the flats.
Yeah, I'm like having a few drinks there, getting shouted.
Oh.
And I'm going, all right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Couldn't find my way home. I'm real good at the maps, as you boys know. Walked through a park, worked back around. I told Cass I was 700 metres from home. I rocked up 3K later. But
at least you got home.
Nah, that's right. Started at the Star and fucking when we got back to Sydney, fuck me, that's a dangerous old road, Mudgee to Sydney, Sydney to Mudgee. Shout out to those boys that probably do that route a fair bit. All the mining and stuff like that out there.
All the truckies and shit.
There was probably 8 car crashes on the way home.
Fucking hell.
This poor old bloke, I felt for him. You can just see he's obviously just maybe getting away or retired or whatever, and he's got his car set up in his caravan, and it was like around the corner of the range, and he's jackknifed it back into the spill drain.
Oh.
And it was just the poor old fella stressed, like by himself, stressed. Cars are piling up. He's right on the real bad point in the turn, and I was going, fuck.
Mm.
But,
What's it just like a real windy stretch, is it? Like,
yeah, it's up through the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, windy stretches and bit of rain. It's bloody cold out there, 13 degrees. But I'll tell you should be definitely a good little outback spot for a live show if we ever went down that path in a couple of years again or something. Mm.
Yeah, righto.
You could really get into your work out there.
Oh, bud, the support we've seen, looking at what it was like down in fucking Newey. Around the Hinton, like that area, all those areas, bro, the support we've got down there and the amount of trendsetters, it's definitely a live show.
Everyone goes, you going to see Jacko? Because that Goulburn?
Golgong,
sorry. It was like half an hour away from Mudgee. So.
Oh, yeah.
But
sorry, Jacko, a bit on, mate.
Yeah, it's crazy. You go to a spot and they're like, you should be going here. You should be checking this out. I'm going, can't I wish or could have done a couple more.
Well, it's not like you're going. It's not like you're going to stay at a hotel and just figure out what to do while you're there. No. You're going because you got something on.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, that Star Casino, I've never seen more packed than that Sunday night, eh?
Yeah.
But when we got back there, that would have been, I reckon, close to 2,000 Asians in there.
True.
A couple of hundred.
Getting stuck into their work.
Mixed breeds.
Yep.
She's heavy Asian culture, the old casinos, eh?
Mm. Well, wasn't it, didn't someone say that in China it was illegal? Like there's no casinos in there? Is that me talking out of my...
I know there's in Hong Kong there is.
China?
I thought we looked a while ago to say like... Yeah. Just to go, that's why they sort of just fucking smash it.
Yeah, gambling is banned in China.
But so Hong Kong's all good, eh?
I'll check Hong Kong for you.
Yeah. So that does make sense.
I was up on my knees with Jackie Chan and Susie Wong on the blackjack table by myself.
Yeah, oh, true.
And there's other couple. And this dealer was sort of being a bit liffy and laughing. And I don't know. We all felt like a brotherhood. I was just by myself there too. You know? Cass had gone upstairs and we're waiting for the dinner reservation. And we're just getting into her work.
True.
And I'm just calling, go, Jackie, go, Jackie. We're up on the knees of the chair just fucking riding it.
Yeah, well, you're getting along all right.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was good.
How'd you go?
Yeah, good. I was 300 down. I come 500 back up.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So that 300 down was because I played the Briggy's laptop. Don't play them at the casino.
No, go have a bit of fun on the tables. Yeah. How about that bloke, that Kiwi lad, who's doing that betting, his blackjack hands? Have you bumped into him on Insta?
Yeah. Only what you boys have showed me.
Yeah, he does like 10 cents for every follower. He's up to about 300,000. And I should have got his name, but... He's having a couple of day break now, but he's up to doing like $30,000 bets now.
True.
And like he won the other day, doubled down, won like 100, was on like a 4-day losing streak, big streak early, and I'm going, oh, that's head noise, man, like getting into that. But it's entertaining as fuck. Like, I'm like, let's go.
Do you reckon he'd get sponsors or something?
Well, I don't know. I think he's starting to give a bit back too for people getting in. But anyway, I'll have a look at what he is.
Hong Kong gambling's very restricted.
So you
can bet on the horses, football, that's about it.
So that does make sense to why they have so much fucking fun over here. And if they went to Vegas too.
Where was that casino I went to? It must be like on another separate island just on near Hong Kong.
Yeah, in a different province or something.
Epstein's?
Yeah. Epstein's? No. That's the new name for the one we're buying out here off the coin. Oh, coin on. What is that? Oh, we'll have to look that up. We'll bring
called
that.
ABC Island.
Yeah. There's an island off of Gladstone at the moment. It's for sale for $2 million, I think. So it might be the new Epstein's. That was one of the top names. I don't know why.
Yeah. We'll have a look. Look at it. No, well, mate, that sounds
like...
You
have to be over a certain age.
That sounds like you've had a good time mixed in with the shit.
Yeah.
A few positives mixed in with the whole pile of shit to balance it out.
Yeah, shout out to Love.
I love Love.
Love.
Love's great. Quino, how you been going, mate? Bit of R&R?
I had the most stress-free weekend out of everyone.
Well, that's good.
It was good. But still did a couple of things, getting meat stock ready.
Mm.
Yeah. Nothing to report in the world of Big Q.
Been a big month for you, mate, on the editing front. I think everyone, a lot of good reports on the Newey vlog.
Yeah, yep. Thank you for all your support too. It's been crazy.
Mate, you can tell you're getting better and better with it. Yeah. Like, it's a very polished product now. It's good. We're all learning as we go. I took some pretty rogue fucking videos from CMC, which I'll get to in a sec, that will feature on the next vlog on the back of meat stock. But yeah, CMC guys, once again, it's definitely our crowd. Holy fuck. Like, that is it. Like, meat stock, but just there with more people, and they're all proper getting into their work at a festival. Yep. Like, amazing to see the amount of people getting stuck into their work, steaming around the flats. It's fucking amazing. Things keep slightly getting turned up a notch every fucking event that we go to somehow. I'm fucking scared in a year's time what the norm's going to be.
Yeah.
It's fucking loose. We'll get to that soon. Festivals really take you back to the old days. Like, phones are hopeless. And I made the most of it. Like, it was like, we'll put the cunt in my pocket. It doesn't work. Like, the only thing you do is, you know, Becca take some stuff if I was going to interview someone or have a chat. Yeah. But as far as, like, checking things and that, you just go, oh, well, fucking. So you got to be like, if you're with someone, be like, oi, if we get split up, go back to this bar or something. Because if you lose someone, man, you're just like, oh, well, see you on the other side, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's fucking, she's pretty wild. But it was great, mate, to spend some quality time with Beck. You know, and she's always loved live music. I love it as well. And to just get to spend those couple of days with her like that was fucking awesome. Because as you know, mate, with Cass, and you don't really get much. We get to go a lot away a lot.
Yeah,
yeah. Spend a lot of time away.
No, but it's good being with them to spend a bit of time.
Yeah.
We have been the busiest we've ever been, I reckon.
Yeah. Last month. And it sort of takes away from having that with your missus.
Yeah.
So that was really good, mate. Really appreciated it and very grateful for it because we don't get to do it very often. Friday, pretty standard day one. I was double parked the whole time, ripping in. It was fucking good stuff. Signed a bloke's sword with a ballpoint pen. This fucking unit looked like crack Jesus.
Yeah.
Come up. He's like, hey, Bruce, how you going? I'm like, look at you, Rooster. How you going? Fucking had a bit of a chat to him. And he goes, will you sign me, dick? And I went, Bruss, if I don't have to sign it, I'll fucking sign it. And he goes, you got a pen? I went, nah. Said, come hit me with a pen, mate. And fucking, anyway, off he scuffles. Come back later on. We both had about 20 more beers or whatever. Got a pen, Bruss. Gives it to me. She's a ballpoint cunt. And I'm like, oh, bud, this isn't ideal. Anyway, get her out. And he fucking sort of got the middle of it out. And I've had to sort of scratch it to get it going. And fucking did a little scribble on there. It was dog shit. But anyway, there you go. Brass off. He fucking sussed into the into the moonlight. But that was a wild setup. I hope I won't be making a habit out of that. Much rather sign tits or something like that. But you know what I mean? I'm like, whatever. As long as I don't have to touch the sword. But it was a good, like I said, Friday, it was a good first day. As you know, mate, that's when you sort of really get stuck into your work before you're having to battle the demons more and more the next couple.
Yeah.
But so that was good. Saturday, Buster and Ange came with us on Saturday. It was great catching up with those two legends. Although Buster and I talk heaps on the phone, like that's the first time we've actually gone somewhere just as like mates to have fun, have a few beers, take the girls and stuff. So that was awesome, man. He got hit with a few live fuck you curbs.
Yeah,
nice. Which was great. Didn't have to call him. Can't just see him. Hey, Curb, fuck you, Curb. And just fucking walk off. But yeah, great time had by all on Saturday. It was fucking, this was funny as, man. So Beck was wearing this denim one piece.
Yeah.
And she was looking hot as fuck. Let me just say, I was a big fan of the get up. I was buzzing around her like a fly on a shit for obvious reasons that day. But Curb, when we were getting ready and having a few drinks, he goes, oi, man, I've got to tell you something. Mm. I'm like, what's that? And he goes, yesterday's episode, I full on told everyone that like one of me fetishes is denim. Like full on, he goes, man, I was like mayoing it saying like, yeah, I've got a thing for denim. Like this sort of shit. And I just started pissing myself fucking laughing, man. And Beck goes, what? And Curb's like, oh, I'm like, tell her. And then she's looking at him and he puts his hand up so he couldn't see her eyes and goes, I really like denim.
That's gold.
Oh, mate. Oh. And like, we're all fucking laughing and I'm going, oh, this is a bit weird. Yeah. Like, let's all go now. But, man, it was so fucking funny, eh? And then obviously we were spotting denim all day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to say, man.
She'd be high denim. Ratio at CMC.
And, mate, oh, like, I've got to say, I can't argue with the man.
Nah.
It was, there was that many one-piece denim thangs getting around, very short bottoms, unbuttoned quite low, and just, I was like, yeah. It's doing it for me. It was good. Curb spotted what he calls a unicorn in the crowd. So he's got a thing for redheads.
Yep, yep.
And denim. And there was this red-headed thing about 10 metres to the right of us. He copped a few stray elbows from Ange, I think. And we can't look to the front. But, that was good. But Curb and I got hit with a great yarn. Now, this is a property. A bloke told us his rooftop tent saved him from his addiction. He reckons he was addicted to rooting fat chicks.
Yeah.
This bloke. Yep. And he reckons he wanted to pull himself together, start targeting a few, you know, better quality women in his books. And he found the answer to his problem, bought himself a rooftop tent. It's weight rated.
Yep.
And, you know, it limits how big of a woman he can take back, or he busts up his tent, or he can't fit them through the hole in the awning going up the ladder.
Yep.
And, yeah, I Kerb and I just pissed ourselves off. I'm like, is that true? He goes, yeah, mate, yeah. Yeah, it's fucking true. And I was just like, oh, can you look up, Quino, the weight rating for these tents? Because I'm like, I don't know if there's mayo on that or not, but
Oh, yeah. There definitely is for your canopy and stuff like that, what it's rated to. So well, I don't want to fold the cunt in on itself.
I reckon it'd be interesting to see if we were single, how big of a woman we could take back.
Yeah, like, but it's all about fucking the dragons to get to the princess. So you fuck them on the ground level, and eventually when you find a princess, you take them to the penthouse up the top.
The top of the castle. So you reckon he'd have a little mattress behind the seat for if he relapses?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Or you just go missionary on the ground and keep your balls out of the bindies. That's what...
Or just tell them to hold on to the fucking tray sides and just hit them doggy.
Something like that. Yeah. So there's heaps of options, but... Yeah.
Rooftop tent weight capacity averages 200 pounds or 90 keg per occupant. So if you had a two-person tent, 180 kegs.
Yeah, right. Well, if you're a big man, if you're 100 kegs,
yeah,
you're starting to get limited.
Yeah.
Starting to get limited. Do you reckon he has a set of scales at the bottom of his ladder?
Imagine if you could build one into the bottom step.
Yeah, yeah, on the way up. Nah, sorry, Dal.
Beep, beep.
Get the swag. But yeah, that was a great chat though. Because the way it come about, Kerb and I were sitting there and this big lady come past. Not a word was said by Kerb and I. We're just like, yeah. And then our mate behind us. And that's how we started chatting. Goes, I'd love to take that big, beautiful woman back to me thing. That's why I bought a rooftop tent. Can't do it. And we just went, hey. And then he started his yarn and we went, fuck off.
How good
that's,
is that?
That's awesome. So, yeah, I thought that was fucking funny. But yeah, I just wanted to say, though, do you reckon, like he said he proper had a thing for rooting big girls. Mm. Do you reckon any woman in the world has a thing for rooting fat guys?
Oh, I'd have to. What's that surely big not, fat bro. Rapper at the moment?
Yeah, but he's a rapper.
Yeah, but
like I'm talking just know. A general mate, public fat guy.
I reckon because reckon? There's that many fetishes out there. Who knows what people are into?
Oh, yeah. I thought that'd be like a one-way street for sure.
Blokes are into rooting blokes.
Yeah, and good on them. They want to, you know.
So I definitely think.
You reckon there's a few chicks out there that chase fat blokes?
Probably. That dad bod, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
That daddy issue, wanting comfort, I don't know.
Bit of something to sleep.
Yeah.
Somewhere to sleep on. Yeah, maybe. Oh, well, good on them anyway.
No, I'm not surprised at anything these days, Thomas.
Mm. But, hey, like we always say, big or small, short or tall, black or white, day or night, run your own race, champions.
That's right.
Whatever you want to hit, hit it and hit it hard.
Stay over each other.
Stay over it.
Stay over it.
Stay in it.
Stay over it.
Fucking oath. Oi, and I did my first tattoo, bro. This was, you know what I'm saying, step it up a notch.
Yeah, yeah.
This was fucking loose, man. On the Friday, this fucking legend come up to me and he goes, bro, love what you do, rah, rah, got a photo. And he goes, will you tattoo me? And I went, like, I was full of piss at this stage. Like I said, first night, pumping around the flats. Said, yeah, bro, fucking sweet as, I'll tattoo you. Thinking, like, you know, when am I ever going to tattoo him? And he goes, righto, man, I'll bring all the shit tomorrow. Right, have it here, rah, rah. And I went, yeah, sweet as, man, no worries. Roll in Saturday, pretty much as soon as I fucking burst in the door, one of his mates is up, hey, mate, he's got the tattoo gear here in his bag over at the fucking thing there. And I went, whoa, bro, it's fucking righto. Thinking, fuck, I did agree to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Said, mate, righto, went over there and saw him. I said, bruss, let me get a bit fucked up first. Then I'll come and do it. And I thought, imagine. Because I was thinking, oh, I've just got here. I need to get a few drinks into me. But he's probably thinking, fuck you, can't come do it now. So anyway, I went and got a few drinks into me and whatever. And then come back. I was like, right, let's get this thing done. So I did the old stencil up, bro, and fucking give him the ABC with me signature underneath on his kneecap. He'd fully shaved it. He's got the gloves, got the fucking ink thing, got the vase, got the fucking gun all in this thing that he smuggled in. And we're sitting on the front row of camp chairs next to the highway where people walk. And I went, are we doing it here? And he goes, yeah, bro. I was like, fucking coffee. So then everyone's sitting around. I'm just fucking getting into it. And I'm going, oh, fuck, righto. And sort of rushing it a bit too because I'm just going, peeling out, going, fuck. Never tattooed a cunt before. And after he goes, oh, you rushed it a bit, bruh. And I went, you fucking reckon? But considering, I think it went all right. Like, I could have, I did like the bottom of the line of the B and I did the two bumpy bits of the B in one hit. Like, I could have split them up. Could have done better. It was a bit fucking wobbly. But, I mean, fuck me.
Where did he get it done on his leg?
On his kneecap.
Copy.
Because that was like the only bit of space he had that wasn't tattooed.
Oh.
Yeah, this lad had like the full blacked out arm.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a fucking rogue character. Absolute legend, mate. Like, yeah, I think he's got a tattoo studio and stuff.
Ah, right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think he said he's going to put like an Alpha Blokes red thing behind it to do it up a bit. But I was like, holy fuck, man. Like that yarn you tell someone and they'd be like, fuck off, cunt. But I got it all on camera, like mic'd up,
yeah.
Tattooing him, fucking CMC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just went, you are kidding me. So shout out to that legend and everyone else who's fucking there who got stuck into it because that was wild. But as far as the artists go, man, not one artist that was up there the whole time that I – because, like, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh – you know, there's not that many big names and stuff like that there, but not one person was on that stage that I was like, oh, that sounds shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, no. I think the only thing they could have done better was the when they were on. Yeah. Like, there was a lad called Cooper Allen, mate. Have you heard of him? Fucking unreal, man. Like, it was such a good performance. Involved the crowd heaps. He was smashing beers, getting blokes to, like, having the skull offs and shit.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely loved it. One song he made me fucking cry, talking about losing a mate, related to filth massively. I'm literally bawling in the crowd and then dancing the next minute, fucking up and about.
Yeah.
He was on, like, early on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, like, Oliver Anthony was on later on. And do you know that bloke off Shrek who's like, do the roar? That was like me saying, play the song. Because like fucking he's like real folky sort of stuff and a good voice. But I'm like, we've just come off the back of Digger just pumping.
Yeah.
And then it's this slow fucking thing. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, I would have had old fart in the bath Anthony on
first
earlier. Because you sit back when you're just in your camp chair.
Yeah, chill.
Appreciating
out.
It. But man, one song, the whole joint was absolutely pumping for. First rodeo. Have a go at this little tune. Like, it won't take long to hear it, but
she got that boot stomp, stomp, doing that do-si-do. She got that honky.
Just this little tune when it drops.
Out of control. She got them cowboys' jaws all hitting the flow. All I know is this ain't her first rodeo.
The whole crowd, mate, was just fucking. I was just in my element, bro.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome. Like, and this is after.
Is this that Cooper Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, just like a good tune. Right, Quinn. Yeah, and like I said, crying to then pumping like that. Beck and I just having an awesome time. Loved it. I was fucking hooning on that day. And then, like I said, great day still. And good way to finish off, but for me, he was like the end of the night to really wrap it up.
Yeah.
Only fucking downside of it, but it was good, man. Finished off Saturday. One day to go. Beck and I went out to treat ourselves to brekkie. I've got to give this joint a fucking proper good shout out, man. The Yard on Glebe, it's called, down there, this cafe. Cracking start to the day. Food and coffee was fucking on point. Like, just prime, man. I got, like, this big brekkie. Every bit of it was fucking awesome. It was just nice to be pleasantly surprised.
So that's in Ipswich?
Yeah. It was just down the road from where we were staying, man.
Yeah.
And, it was unreal. So that was a great way to start. And then we sort of went back and had a bit of a chill out, you know, because Coxie was playing later that day. I was meant to catch him for brekkie on a couple of days. Never ended up happening, but, mate, I'm not just saying this because we're mates. I went from a good mate to a dead set fucking fan watching him.
Yeah.
It was unreal. The performance Brad Cox and his band puts on just makes you happy to fucking be there.
Yeah, he brings the energy of the big fella.
Whether you like country music or not, he just fucking gets just gets into his work, which was awesome to see, man. So make sure you get yourself to a Brad Cox show, Trendsetters. I was a big fan of it.
The one he's doing in Gladstone here in a week or two, is that just his solo thing?
I'd say his band. I'd say his band will be here.
I thought he was going up. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I'm not sure. I think we're getting him on for a yarn when he's around too. So it'll be good getting an update from the big fella, but I'll happily go and watch him again. I don't know. I think it might be his band, but even if it is just him, still be worth going to have a look.
No, it's solo.
Is it?
Cam, yeah. You're correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool.
So I normally am.
There's a bit of there's a bit of yarning in it as well.
Oh, cool. So it's like a bit more of a storyline.
Yeah, a bit more about him.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that'll be good.
Mm.
Fucking oath.
So do we know what date that is?
14th of April. That's UFC 300, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, same day.
Yeah, so I think we'll be watching
that. So that'll be a Sunday night.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we'll be watching UFC and then going into,
Be rad.
Fucking oath. So, but yeah, that was a highlight of Sunday for me. Then we found out about the flight, and as you've all heard, and we're not going to dive back into, things started plummeting.
Yeah.
Back down to earth. Then what was the mission home, which I've whinged enough about. But that's pretty much CMC, boys.
I got home 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Cam just got home. But that whole trip, like, it's not like the whole thing was GoPro'd on my head, but bumped into a heap of trendsetters, got some good yarns in, took some good footage, like of the tattoo, signing old mates Chumbus, fucking, and just bumping into a heap of units. So all that fun stuff will be in the vlog on the end of the meat stock bit. I reckon we'll give a few weeks, and that should be out, you know, next month or something like that, I think, Quinno.
Yeah, we'll go for the 3-week turnaround, eh?
Yeah.
This will be shorter, but still going to bring the quality in.
Yeah. It's more just like we said, trying to keep you guys updated with all the rascaling that we've been getting up to.
That's right. And there's been heaps.
Oh, there's been some rascaling on the flats. Cambo, you were saying Ricky Stanicky.
Yeah.
Got a chance to watch it, bro. Funny as fuck.
Pretty good, eh?
Yeah. Like, lighthearted shit, funny. Like, just good fucking humour, I reckon.
I love that. What's that ginger's name?
Yeah, he's good, eh? He's a good actor.
The comedian.
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew, yeah. What's his last name? S-A. I'm not even going to try. He would love me to try, but I'm not going to.
Santino.
Funny as fuck.
And from the yarn last week, what was it? The Fur Valors. Thank you, guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did you must have left the whole yarn in, did you? Like of us stop starting.
I don't know what happened there, but I got pounded. Yeah, it's Favela or whatever the fuck.
Favela.
Yeah.
Favela. Yeah.
We haven't set up our new TV yet, so it's all on Quino's laptop in front of him, so we can't have a look at it. But I think we definitely suss that out another time.
Yeah, no, that's right.
When we got our TV up. But, yeah, thanks, guys. Yous are always letting us know.
Yeah. Getting into our cartel.
I reckon though, like comedians like Andrew and Bill Burr, because they're playing them, like they're pretty much playing their personality.
Yeah, it's so much
that
easier.
Dry humor, sort of like, I think it's a great fit because it's like they're acting, but they're just being themselves, just putting a bit of mayo on their own personality.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking oath, I'm all about that shit. And like you said, I think they're the ones that are happy to be the asshole in the comedy movies because that's their act that they're doing.
They don't have to put on like a whole different character to who they are actually.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's awesome, man. So far, him and Bill Burr, I've loved their performances.
Yeah,
in a couple of movies.
I'd love to see Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, he'd be a rogue cutter.
He's coming up in a movie with Knoxville.
Is he?
Oh, that'd be great. Because Knoxville's him on Dukes of Hazzard. That character he plays in that new, like the new version of Dukes of Hazzard.
What about that one with him and the Rock? Have you seen that?
With the Rock?
Yeah, when he goes to that old timber mill. And there's a casino.
Yeah.
I like that movie, he did
well in that too, Boy, yeah.
Can you look up, just put Johnny Knoxville and the Rock movie.
Yeah, that was that American.
He comes back from the
Native American Indian casino.
And he gets fucked up and then comes back.
Right. The movie with Knoxville, Theo Vaughn and Bobby Lee.
Oh!
Stop it.
Is about coaching a softball team and it'll come out this year.
Oh, geez, only those three could make that movie entertaining.
Yeah.
Fuck, mate.
It'll be like characters on the softball team.
Oh, it'd
be
a girls' softball team because only girls can play it in the Olympics, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right.
Walking. We better fact check that too. I don't think boys can play softball in the Olympics. It's a girls.
Walking Tall.
Yes, okay, that's tall. That movie of... I'm a big fan. I've watched that a few times, eh? It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't you?
No.
Do yourself a favour, Quinn.
I will, now that I've got... Chris Vaughan, a former soldier of the US Special Forces, returns to his hometown where he discovers that it has been overrun by a shady casino owner.
Yeah, they shut down the timber mill and they had a meth lab in there.
Yeah, that's right.
That does sound like a pretty good narrative.
It's prime.
Softball.
Oh, I'd say, is it only girls in the Olympics?
Softball in the Olympics. It's a bit weird without the telly, eh?
Yeah.
Softball's softball's not in the Olympics anymore as of 2024.
As of 2024, so this year.
This year.
Yeah, right. We're all learning something.
See you later, softball. Hard nut.
Oh, so it's not going to be in this year, but it's going to come back in 2028.
And is it only girls? Well, I didn't say anything.
Nah. I'll find out.
Yeah.
Keep having a look.
But yeah, there's movies. But yeah, go watch Ricky Sinicky. I thought it was a fucking funny one. I just remember last week when you said those two words, I thought, has he just butchered this name of this movie or what? When you said Ricky Sinicky, I'm going, what the fuck? But no, that's I just think it's fucking real good, eh? Funny as.
Da 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 da. We're cooking with the D-A-D-D-Y.
Getting to a bit of cooking with Daddy. Have you even had the chance to fucking cook a thing?
Nah. I did go to, I'll fuck the name of this up, Black Rock at the Star in Sydney.
I reckon you nailed it.
No, I just don't know if it's Black Bar and Grill or...
World Championship Softball is women's only, Kim.
So, oh, right, just the league. Yeah, right, a Star Casino, restaurant. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it was called that.
Black Rock.
Look, for what I paid for the meal...
Yeah.
Well, I had a couple of faults.
Oh, no. Was it like a dry-aged steak joint?
Yeah, it was very steak restaurant, but I got like an entree of like this pork belly pistachio crust with like a white peach.
That sound nice.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, these flavors will probably mend well and it'll be good. It was dry as fuck.
Oh, no.
But the steak was prime. It was like a flat iron, Wagyu, fucking all the works. The Jew, fucking good level of Jew, mate. She good was Jew. Fucking good Jew.
Good well seasoned.
Plenty of flavour.
Well seasoned Jew.
Well seasoned Jew.
Just had enough cook time.
Yeah, yeah. Scallops were good too.
Nice. But, that's the guy.
Yeah. Definitely going to fire up the new Traeger this week.
I was just going to say, haven't told you anything yet, but we've got ourselves the...
we've upgraded.
We've got the Big Daddy Deluxe. I don't even know what this thing's fucking called, but we haven't... I'm looking forward to this next couple of weeks to actually have the time to assemble this thing.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I've unboxed it and put it together semi, but Traeger going above and beyond. The box that it comes in turns into like a kid's play thing.
Oh, does it?
You fold it inside out, and it's like a saloon thing. You cut out the saloon doors, windows. How good's that? Fucking prime. I've got it out the back, mate. The kids are all over it like a rash.
Mine didn't come out of the bobcat bucket. Went straight to the floor.
What, your kid?
No, the playground.
Yeah.
Fuck, there's some cardboard to unpack on those things.
Oh, holy man.
It's almost a trailer load.
We're going to be able to do some big things in those. We're going to have to just have a party just to cook in it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm very excited. Like, I think the feature of being able to control it on your phone, I'm pretty...
I just have the induction cooker to the side instead of having to run back to your barbecue to dry sear, reverse sear, sorry.
Yeah.
Something will be a big hit.
Having the skillet with the fucking, you know, butter and stuff in there ready to go.
Yeah.
For sure, mate. I'm very excited. There's no secret we love fucking Traeger.
That's right.
Is there? It's just our thing. Doesn't have to be your thing, but it's definitely my thing. I'm a massive fan of them. Can't fault their stuff.
That's right. And when I got a chance for a fucking some other smoker, I will get something else.
Oh, yeah, for sure, to give it a go. But for right now, as you probably heard the last couple of weeks, there's not much time to stoke it up, mate.
Fuck no.
Barely got time to fucking breathe.
I should, leading on from that, I should say, obviously, Easter coming up next week and we'll be at
28th of March.
March. Yeah. Thursday night here in Gladstone, down the marina.
Yeah.
Partying with you guys. So if you're going to, there's heaps of going on that weekend up north. So if you're traveling through on the Thursday, or come up early, come see us and party.
Yeah, definitely. The Yachty's there.
Yep, the Yachty's there.
Yeah.
Also, because there's, I think you're leading into that weekend, you got Rocky Nats.
Yep.
I think I might be popping up, so I'll see you around the flats around there.
Yep.
We're not going to, I don't know if Tom is, that Country Fest in Airlie Beach is on the same weekend as well.
Mm. Oh, mate, I've got to, I can't keep getting on the piss.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you're on the coast on the way up.
Yeah, mate, forever.
We're kicking things off Thursday.
Yeah.
Before you all go Friday, Saturday, Sunday up to these other events.
On your mission.
On your mission north, so.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Coming up from down there, stop in. It's going to be a ripper way to kick off beautiful weekend.
I think that's pretty much what we got going on in the next fortnight. I just thought, yeah, we'll just give a touch on that one.
Yeah, 100%, mate, for sure. Just quickly before we get on a bit of news and sport, TikTok Nutrition, the meals come up today, which is great coming back. Obviously, we had no time to shop at all, so the fact that these things are sitting on the door ready to go is amazing.
Thanks to my sister for putting them in the fridge yesterday, or else they would have been fucked.
Yeah, and my in-laws for doing the same thing. So good on your team. Fucking well done. If you're keen to jump on that bandwagon, tiktoknutrition.com.au, use the code Alpha at checkout, $20 off your first order over 10 meals.
Stay fueled.
Stay fueled, baby. Bit of news and sport now, because we've got so much other shit going on. I haven't got a heap of stuff, but one thing I just dead set pissed myself laughing at was there was a thing on a prospecting page. I'm not going to say which one, but it's such and such creek prospecting. And this dude put up a photo of a heap of gold painted rocks. And he said, to the person planting spray painted rocks in the crevices at crossings, you're an absolute legend as well as a menace. Fuck, I laugh, man.
Imagine that. That is funny as fuck. Just...
That's hilarious.
So some poor cunt picks up this fucking big heavy rock going, I'm fucking rich. And then she's just a spray painted cunt. Have a go at him.
Wow.
What a pest.
I reckon you got to start getting in the water soon. Like, have you seen that when they throw the dive gear on? Everyone's dug it up around it, but if you start swimming those creeks.
Mate, I used to love watching on the Discovery channel that Gold Rush. And, like, they did the underwater stuff with the excavators and that. And they have those dredges, man. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think it's cool as to watch. You know, it's proper. It's like the farm sort of vibes.
Well, it's good. Been working in wash plants and stuff like that, seeing the homemade washeries.
You can sort of relate to how the process works.
That's right.
Yeah. And how it operates and the different setups. And, yeah, there's no, like, overtime hours and shit there, bro. She's as much as you
can
do.
You know what cracks me up? Even with all the Flash's gear and all the shit sort of gold mining setups, everyone's got dramas with tailings dams.
Oh, Yeah, you start running out of room.
No matter what, you're always going to run out of that. Raw material always takes over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unless you're already sorted, you go, oh, we'll worry about that later. Next minute, you're not operating for 5 days because you're sorting where the shit's going.
Yeah.
Shout out to plumbing.
Yeah.
But, I just thought that was fucking funny to bring up. Won't touch on the sport much, but all I can say is the Alpha Blokes UFC curse is alive and real.
And real.
Both Aussies, Josh and Ty, going down over the weekend. Not sure what happens now for Ty. Ty landed a few good shots early, but it's like they figured the big fella out. Like, they're taking him down, and it's just this dude was on his back just landing blows.
Oh,
yeah. And then just choked him. You could hear the big fella breathing. He didn't tap. He was fucking...
Well, at least he didn't announce a retirement or anything.
Nah, well, mate, it's not like he's trying. Like, nah, he's giving his best shot.
Yeah,
poor bastard's on four losses in a row. It's just, he's just fucking I think he was just like, people were trying to stand and bang with him early on, and he was going, I'll do that with any cunt.
Yeah,
and now they're going, why the fuck would we try and stand and bang with him?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's at that point now, I think he's him. Like, he's just going to come out and swing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I love the bloke. And I
Did
hope
you guys
that he
watch
can,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a look at it. I think I was in a cab or something like that because it was a free card, you know. But anyway, shout out to him. I hope he's well. Talking about Aussies in the UFC, did you see Steve Ersig, or I don't know if I've pronounced Ersig right, gets a shot at the champ in the fucking, I think it's flyweight?
Yeah, I think so too.
Flyweight division?
301?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Headlining 301.
True.
And I'm like, what the fuck? He's ranked number 10.
Yeah, flyweight main event.
Flyweight main event. There and he's fighting Pantoja for the title. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
So, I think we should bet on Pantoja.
Oh, I think so.
And get him the win.
Yeah.
This is the perfect way to test it. He will be the biggest underdog ever. Yep. We'll just bet head-to-head Pantoja and get Steve-O the win.
We have to.
We will. We've proven it's a thing.
Yeah.
When an Aussie's fighting, whatever we bet on, the opposite happens.
Yeah.
So, we will, on our own, get Steve.
Put the house
fucking
on
title. Get on him, boys.
Gamble responsibly. Put the house on. Because the curse is real.
It's real, and we're going to trick it into letting Steve-O win the title. Fucking how good's that? I'll personally put money on the Alpha Blokes bet for Pantoja 2 and watch Steve-O come home. It's going to be great stuff, mate.
Fuck.
But anyway, yeah, that's about it, man.
Did you see this? I don't know if it's real or not, but I cracked up. It was my only highlight to yesterday.
Yeah.
It was on Facebook, Aussie Pride Worldwide. And he goes, Wilma Dick Fit is married to Barry McCockiner. And they go, that's the photo.
Wilma Dick Fit is with Barry McCockiner. Oh, that's
Wilma Dick Fit is a female.
Wilma.
Wilma. And Barry McCockiner, he's a ginger.
No,
he's not a ginger. He's just got a nice beard.
What are the odds of that?
Surely it's fake.
I'd like to believe it's real because it's great stuff. Good mixture of words. Shout out to them.
I think Big Treno made it to top six in the Australian Idol.
So yeah.
I don't know if he made it any further. But
well,
been an enormous effort to get to there as a local CQ lad from Emu Park.
Man. If it's still able to vote, go sling him a vote. Pretty sure it's free to text your vote through and stuff like that. Get behind him. So I'm definitely keen to get him on for a yarn to talk about the experience when it's all said and done, eh?
Fucking oh. Don't know if the Emu Park part was right, but it'll go your poon, St. Brendan's boy.
Yeah, around the flats in that area. 100K radius, Emu. Getting into his camel work. Isn't he from the big camel?
Yeah.
Big camel, yep.
His old boy's best mates with fucking TJ Knuckles, old fella.
Yeah.
Yep, so.
Good stuff. Get behind the legend. Fucking oath. But a couple of little things here. Now, this one is from Bill Burr. It's a good one. We've played it before, but I think it's prime and I think it suits exactly where we are right now on the life. I think the mindset I wish I did have.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. And even if you're not going to be fine, isn't it better to just exist thinking you're going to be fine until it's not fine? And then when it's not fine, then you can just fucking handle it then. There's no sense to ruin right now, right?
I sort of, sometimes wish I had that to be like, it's fucking all good.
So like I was talking to the boys, obviously we were down there, most of them were in Canada with us.
Mm.
And I said, remember how good it was over there where the only goal for the day was to make sure you had fun?
Yeah.
And they looked at me and they were like, fuck yeah, like how times have changed now. And I'm going, that was your only goal for the day. Enjoy yourself.
Mate.
Like, if you rocked up to work, good on you. But really, and even at work, you're sort of just trying to have fun. But I'm like, it's crazy when you come back to reality sometimes.
Do you know why that was so fun? That was like living like you're a kid, but you're an adult.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why it was so fun. Because being a kid is the best once you become an adult. So being able to live like a kid grown up for like, whatever months you've given yourself. That's why it's so good. You don't have to worry about anything.
And why I was so deserving, I should say, is because Tom and I and those boys had all done an apprenticeship, had all finished that, got qualified.
Completed something. Ticked off a goal.
And then got to go live that part of our life.
Yeah.
Now to come back to reality. But, yeah, I know a few people might be at their stage at the end of their apprenticeship or something and they're sort of feeling a bit deflated. And
you might have a bit of money in the bank, but you're sort of like, oh, fuck it, I'm not buying a house. It's too expensive. It's crazy. What am I going to do?
Well, a lot of people have just gone through breakups. I've been meeting over the fucking last couple of weeks. Been fucked. They're going 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. So I don't know.
There'd be people who turned 18 right in the guts of the Weezer.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Didn't
still
even
haven't
get
got
the
out
chance
yet.
To go and travel. So now's your fucking chance.
Yeah.
Go. And this flows into a perfect little sharp one from Dr. Philia. Have a go at this one.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not.
That's fucking true as fuck. You're the only one who can make your life better. No one's coming to save you.
Yeah.
So take some accountability and make something of yourself. There is no perfect time to do anything, and you'll always find reasons as to why you can't or you shouldn't. But what you will regret is not having a crack. So that's not like dump everything and just fuck off. It's just start putting things in place, start working towards a goal. Start now in some way because, like we've said, how many things have we done now where we're like, fuck, this isn't good timing for this?
Yeah.
But when are you ever going to be like, oh, everything's lined up perfectly. Now I'll start. Never.
Never happen.
Never happens. So if you're waiting for that, fucking you're not going to find it because it just doesn't come around, man.
No.
At all.
And that's reality, baby.
And that's facts. Testify. Oh. Righto. Out of the Trendsetters group here, like I said before, I got to give a huge shout out to all the legends who are on the flats at CMC getting stuck right into their work. Absolutely blown away by every single one of you that come up and said g'day. Really appreciate it. There was a post in there out of an open discussions group, man, which actually I don't even know if it was in there. It was just I saw a screenshot of this post and it fucking made me laugh and it related to where we are. It said, West Gladstone, watch out. Some sick prick just shat in my garage. How fuck's that? Imagine someone and they didn't even steal anything. They just shit in your garage. Man.
Oh. You dirty cunt.
You'd rather that than a brown snake, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. At least the cunt stays there. You can shovel it out.
Yeah, get it out the shovel. Same tool to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty funny. This one's going to make you laugh. And this is out of the Trendsetters group. There's a man called Tommy the Pommy. Like we said, spewing he couldn't make it, but there was a challenge put up with him from Greg from Scotland, I'm pretty sure Greg is.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, hey, how many eggs, chocolate eggs, did you get up your fory? You got to let us know, Tommy. So have a go at Tommy the Pommy here. He's letting us know how many eggs he's got up his fory and he's setting a challenge to the Trendsetters.
How are you, boys? Tommy the Pommy. Hope you're all well. Now, apologies. It's taken a couple of days to get back to you with results for the mini eggs down the forey job. You know what these things are like. They take a bit of time. We've got independent judges and witnesses and results have got to be verified and double and triple counted. But we are there now. The results are in. We're at 10. 10 mini eggs down the forey, which I'm pretty happy with my performance. I was, last year I might have been pushing on 12, but I didn't train at all for this job. I took it on at quite short notice, so I'm happy with my performance at 10. Probably could have pushed the 11th, but I got nothing to prove. Now, if you do want to get a bit of a leaderboard going on in the comments or something, I'm open to challenges. The only rule is halves don't count. You've got to have full mini eggs in there, and you've got to be able to pinch Corey up. You know, like you're able to put a bulldog clip on it or something. But be bold, gentlemen. You know, you can't lose them down there. They're not going to go anywhere. And infections are temporary, whereas glory is forever. So fucking, let's have it. Take it easy, boys. Save yourself. Love you lots.
Infection is temporary. Glory is forever.
There's not many people could yarn like that.
No. Not off the dome. That's fucking excellent stuff.
That's yarnsman.
That's a yarnsman. He's trade qualified.
Platinum yarns.
He's just platinum. Fucking, yeah. He's like, what are those ones that gets tradesmen and then you're like a specialist?
Yeah.
You know those turbine.
No, that is fitters.
Yeah, but yeah, when they carry on.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say you're a consultant of,
when you're a specialist of your field, like you've done something.
I think it was like the turbine was done. I'm a turbine fitter. No, you can't. You're just a fitter.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But specialist, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, Tommy has well deserved his, like, it's like when you're become a scout and you get a little fucking patch as well, like your little line on the side, like a sergeant or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, well done, brother. Fucking infection is temporary, glorious forever. That's a tattoo.
I've been to Epstein's Island. I survived. Oh, he didn't kill himself.
There you go. That's the patch.
That's the patch. Do you see they're going, should we call it Alpha Bloke's Crew? Alpha Bloke's Circus?
Oh, look,
Alpha
man.
Alpha Bloke's Cult.
It's funny. I start to feel weird about it too because I'm like, this has obviously become like a big joke.
I like the ABC.
Me too. So I like ABC because it's just, it works. The start of the alphabet, ABC, Alpha Bloke's Crew, Alpha Bloke's Cult. Obviously, we said cult off the back of that joke that day where we're like, hey, how funny is this? And we're like, what is a cult? And like, I looked at it and it's like I said, I don't give a fuck as a joke if we call it a cult. As long as like the only rules of our cult is don't be a shit cunt and run your own race. They're two pretty good fucking rules.
Yeah, two rules, yeah.
You know? But if it's this thing where it's weird and it's fucking religious and you got to, like, then obviously it's not that. But, yeah. Because, like, I don't want anyone going, oh, fuck this, I'm out because it's a cult. Like, what are you,
what do you mean, man?
It's not like we're fucking doing weird shit, man. I'm tattooing blokes at festivals. That's about it. Yet. That's as weird as it gets.
Yet.
It is getting...
It's getting weird out
stepping
there.
Up a notch.
It's exponential.
It's getting weird on the flats.
It is getting weird on the flats, but in saying that, it's not getting weird as in, like, creepy weird.
Oh, and I'll take the contract off the church.
Fuck. Yeah, take it off. So, but yeah, don't freak out, cunts. Fucking hell. It's
we're not doing Sunday service.
It's a cult until it's, like, weird and we're in news headlines, and then it's the crew. ABC.
ABC at the moment. This week is called the Alpha Bloke Circus. Maybe it changes through the weeks.
Yeah.
It's Alpha Bloke's Crew, Alpha Bloke's Cult.
Yeah, depends on the situation, eh?
We get a bit circusy, get a bit culty.
I like it. Changes in the situation. Same as the term stay out of yourself. It's used in a couple of different ways.
ABC.
C depends on the day.
Yep.
Well done.
Monday to Sunday.
Yeah. Definitely a circus right now.
Fucking hope. Definitely. I'm sweating like...
Me too. Well, at least we weren't sweating from the very start. I'm definitely sweating now, though. So we should probably start wrapping it up a bit. Upcoming, I just wanted to say we have, like, obviously the Easter party
thing,
to come and check out. Other than that, for me, there's no real big things planned until fight night, purely because I won't be able to full-on get on it with yous and have a good time there because I've fucking got to start being serious about this thing. We're like 6 weeks out.
Yeah.
So it's like I've got to not get on the piss. I'm focusing on training and do the best thing I can with the fight night because we need to – the other thing about it is we're fighting, but we also need to make sure this massive fucking event runs smoothly.
Oh, fuck no.
You know, like between us, the two flogs and Knuckles, that's us and Cass fucking putting this whole thing together.
Yeah.
With the promoter and stuff. So we got a lot on. We really want to make sure it goes well and we do our best efforts there to make it a great event for you guys. The amount of people that have come up and said, can't wait for fight night, keen as. I just want to make sure it's as good as you guys want it to be.
Yeah.
You know?
It will.
Fucking oath it will.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of pressure to just make sure it does happen.
Yeah.
Because if people invest money in something that I'm doing, I'm fucking passionate about making sure it's value for them.
Yeah, fucking hope.
You know, like we've always been, mate.
That's right.
That's the principle we've always run off. So very excited for that. Like we said, the pay-per-view thing will be announced as soon as we fucking get the details proper locked in.
I think I'm DJing gym this weekend, actually, for some charity thing at Fitstop. So
get into that
down there.
Is that in Gladdy?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking get into Fitstop, bro. Good stuff.
What else going on?
One event we do have coming up after the fight night, like we've said before, is the hookup.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share a bit of information about the hookup. So Just a bit of information about prizes, etc. to talk about. So there's 16 fish species eligible for junior and senior anglers. Junior, senior, and team categories. Major promotional prizes are CJ 5.9 Titan with Samurai hull, fitted with outer range electronics, valued at $112,000.
Oh, yep.
10 boats in total up for grabs. Total prize value of over $450,000. Free kids learn to fish sessions. Free youth engagement activities and free fishing education and cooking demos. So, look, guys, there's going to be plenty going on. It's a perfect event to bring the whole family to. Get into your fishing, have a bit of a go, check out the fish. Plenty of stuff for the kids and the adults. If you want to just come with the boys, come with the boys, with your family, with your family. We're going to be there set up.
And we'll have a merch tent.
Fucking oath we will. We will have finally a merch tent there where you can come say g'day. We'll have the lures there as well. We'll have some cheeky little trucker caps hopefully for the lures as well that are set up there.
Yeah,
we're going to have heaps of stuff there and we're going to be there so you can come and say g'day. I think it's something we're starting to learn. You just get hit up at every event. Where's your tent? Where's your fucking thing? And we're like, we should probably start doing that.
Yeah.
So we will be there, guys. So jump on and have a look at that. But, yeah, other than that, guys, get amongst the box and shirt pre-sale. This is your last chance. Like we said, we've looked after you guys here and made sure that everyone's available to get some. We cannot guarantee that we will have your size there after this pre-sale finishes. There'll be a few drips and drags, I reckon, but if you want to make sure that you get yourself a shirt, this is your last chance to guarantee you're going to get yourself one.
Sweet.
Other than that, thanks for tuning into the circus this week. And we'll see what Thursday. The C is next week.
See you Thursday for the fucking callback.
Fucking night. Stay at yourself. Call them what you want. Knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.